Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
You know, I think it's Babe.
I was going to say, it might be Babe.
Nah, Lassie.
Do you say Babe?
It chippy might be chip, Babe, chip.
Oh, Babe is the pig,
Babe
though.
Is crazy. Babe is
terrible. Yeah. Charlotte's Web.
Free Willy's good.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at my sweets, but I can feel him.
He's opening his sweets on my Kit Kat.
Oh, bad throw.
No way. You got to get that.
You can't eat that.
Steve-O, I don't mind if mine drops on the floor.
It is.
No, throw, man. It's cool. We're seeing it.
You didn't even. No, he went for it. God, you dripped my mouth.
You got it. Well, you dropped it. All
right. They are some of the best sweets in the world, as long as you have one or two. Yeah. You have seven, and yeah. You'll feel it coming through your pores. You feel that coming through.
Sorry, my ball.
They are Leng.
You have a few of those.
Is that what bubblegum tastes like?
No.
Good question.
No, it's not.
This is bad boy.
I've been watching a YouTube channel that explodes a lot of food myths. And there's one I'm waiting to watch called The Myth of Blue Raspberry. So many sweets and drinks say blue raspberry. Raspberry's never been blue.
Never.
Can't wait to watch this video.
Do you know what that is?
It's though? Just blue.
You know
what? It's raspberry flavoring with blue colouring.
No, it's not. It's blueberry and raspberry.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it.
What is Marcus a myth though? Says nothing after that word. That sounds right.
Raspberry flavour, blue colouring.
No, it's blueberry and
it
raspberry.
It makes sense because red's cherry, red strawberry.
Is blueberry a thing? Isn't it blackberry?
No, blueberry.
Both, both.
Are they the same thing?
Just different.
They're just different names. No. Blackberry's got like
they're completely
loads of berries. Loads of
yeah,
berries.
Yeah, and if you have blueberries, that's when you get blue.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah,
right.
Then you get the blue balls. You get the blue balls as well.
The one that's bare of them. On the blue waffle.
What's Geordie done now?
Where?
He's tired, man.
He's got marks. Filthy at five. Welcome to Filthy at five. The football has been gone for so long now. Not even Champions League. England friendlies and that. I don't know how many of these minutes I've watched or you've watched. I don't even watch the YouTube highlights in the mornings. Don't understand how you can have highlights for a friendly, I'll be honest.
I watched England versus Bosnia. 17-0.
Oh, what a game. I just believe you. I believe that happened. Why would I not believe that?
Nah, I enjoyed it, man. We're looking good.
So we've decided to make an episode about absolutely nothing to mark that middle point between end of the season
Wale
and the European
Wale
tournament.
That.
I prefer
these
ones.
No, but we can
ones,
do that.
Not
know.
A lot of men can do that.
Nah, Wale can, yeah. I'm about nothing.
We ban eating on the show.
Not today. No,
bonuses.
Not today. Yeah, it's
anything
bonus. It's not a bonus. It's,
I wasn't
it's a Wednesday.
I was asking.
That sounds like snitching.
No, it felt like to me as well. I couldn't believe it.
Direct snitching.
That sounds like
what do you mean direct snitching? You're the one that had to run out and pretend to go toilet to eat your chicken.
Yeah, but I didn't do it on camera.
I could tell the type of sibling.
You were the wrong sibling. I said that.
That was proper snitching because I didn't know that's what you was doing.
Get rid of that. Eat chicken.
I was acting like I'm doing something important, you know.
I was watching an episode the other day where Lippy blew the toilet up.
Oh
that?
My day!
Yeah.
I tried to act like I went pissed. I tried to fish fast. I was gone for about 6 minutes. Like, yeah, boy.
Fix up, fish fast.
Hey, when's the last time you shit without your phone? Ah,
I did it yesterday.
I did it today. I did it today. I did it today.
Go on, why, Lippy?
My phone's on charge.
Yeah, same. Only reason. Same.
I'll take it off charge. Take it off charge.
It was dead, man. Mine switched off.
As soon as the process started, I regret.
Yes.
What do I do in here?
Concentrate.
Looking at the four walls.
Well, you say to yourself, you say, no, I need this. you end up talking yourself into this is good.
No, it is good. It is good.
You've got more time to talk to yourself in the toilet, to be fair, because it's a whole experience.
Yeah, it's a long time. I do 40 minutes.
My
man.
Toilet, if I sit back, 40. I've got no Wi-Fi. If I sit forward, I've got Wi-Fi, which is fine, but 4G takes ages to flip over from Wi-Fi to, so it is
you got to go in
process.
There with a buffer thing already.
Yeah.
I've had 40 minutes in the toilet.
Pins and needles, I get, yeah, man. You're not going to tell me something's wrong with me now? What the
Now, summertime, it's aren't. They're not. I don't rate them.
Why?
It's just, it's hot, man.
Yeah, it feels like a waste of time in the summer,
I take my clothes
off. When it's winter.
Don't you feel weird and ish naked?
Be real, something that stinks. Imagine a piece, imagine a doo-doo that's cold.
Naked's crazy. It's
that's better than a warm doo-doo, bro.
What's that? I'll get to that, Mugs.
Lillipi's just exploded a whole, perspective here.
I missed it, what happened?
So, I'm saying, doing a ish in the summer's worse. Because imagine a cold-ish, it's not as bad as a warm-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, boys.
You get me?
Okay,
can I be honest with you?
Because if you freeze one, then you microwave one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know about you lot.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse.
When I ish in the winter, believe it or not, in my house.
And throw
it
in your friend's bag.
It's hotter in my house.
What?
Because I have the heating on.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's. I feel like heat is that it's cozier. It's you anticipate, it's you.
You should be regulated.
Yeah, when you're just in the humid toilet.
I get it.
And that's God's heat.
It's a different heat. It's a different heat.
That's world heat.
But man, God's obviously, heat. In my bathroom, the bathroom I'm talking about is heated floors. And you know about that, innit?
I know people with it.
Your feet are flat and it's hot. And when, I don't know if you know about when you get cramp, and if you ever get cramp, put your feet on cold floor. That's what gets cramp away, yeah? Just like heated floor makes your blood get... Yeah? It's not, I don't know if that's true, but I think that's what happens. I think it is true. I think putting your feet on the heated floor, because think about it, right? When you're cold and you warm your feet up, your whole body gets warm. So if your feet are hot, you are hot. So I'm saying, pooing on heated floors...
If your head's hot, you're hot.
Don't poo
as well.
No, but you're right. You lose a lot of feet. You lose a lot of heat through your feet.
Cool down. If I'm hot and I want to cool down, I'll take my socks off or something. It's like your head and your feet, you lose most heat from
it. Yeah. So I think with the floor being hot, I think it's not a good look as well.
Boys, let's talk about our sponsor for today's episode because they love us and we love them. It's NordVPN.
I've
got it on my laptop and on my phone right now.
You can be safer with one click by signing up to NordVPN at nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. It is the safest, it is the fastest, it is the most secure VPN service you will find. It will protect you, it will make sure all your devices and all your information is safe. It blocks bad adverts. You know those adverts that pop up when you don't need them to pop up?
Yes.
Because you're on a website that you don't want to be on with people around. It will protect you from all those pop-ups as well. As football fans, we know the real reason you need NordVPN, and it is because you need access to every single game, no matter where you are in the world. I was out of the country recently, and I was trying to watch one of my services that I pay good money for, and they told me, you are out of zone. I thought, out of zone?
How dare you?
I paid for this.
Yeah.
The world is one zone. It's one internet. It's one Wi-Fi.
One people, one race.
Yeah.
One people.
We That's
are
it.
The world.
Caribbeans. They're being divisive.
That is why football fans need NordVPN in their life. It is absolutely crucial, especially this summer going into the Euros.
NordVPN.
It's also crucial because your information, your data could be on the dark web right now. You might not be on the dark web. You might not even know it exists. NordVPN is tracking everything over there to see if your details are leaked. And we have got the best deal on the internet for NordVPN today. If you go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas and you sign up, you will get 4 months extra free with a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee.
Come on.
You are guaranteed to have your money back after 30 days if you're not satisfied. I believe you will be satisfied.
We do believe.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you go to nordvpn.com and you look around and you figure out there's the service you need, you do the code filthyfellas and you're going to get that deal. Or
come on.
nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
NordVPN.
NordVPN.com/filthyfellas. Boys, like I say, we are missing football, but also we're enjoying the space. Love Island's on. Dan's watching it.
Never watching
keeping
it.
Up with what's going on with the important matters in life. Love is Blind is also, I'm watching an old series of that right now. Very
that's
good
cold.
Show. Very good show. But more importantly than all that, Lippy's got an announcement.
Yeah. So where I live now, I'm back in the ends.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's the countryside part of the ends. And I saw something on Twitter and I said, this is true. I've seen this myself. They said the foxes have had enough of the wild. Okay. Bro, you see when I'm banning my bedtime
medicine?
They're with me, bro.
Wow.
No, that big bro, when you see a fox now, it's trying to chill with you.
Did you not see that fox on GRM Daily the other day fighting the rat?
See?
The rat
oh, yeah, I saw that. I yeah, did see that. The rat did his thing.
Oh my God, are you ready for what I learned yesterday night?
Tell them.
3 in the morning. And it's reason why that's probably happening. There's a parasite. It gets into rats.
I saw that.
You saw it?
I saw that as well.
It gets into the rat's head. It makes the rat
dance.
Want to get nyam.
It does.
It makes a rat
got be attracted to the smell of
cat's urine or fox urine.
Yeah, or fox urine with the hope that it gets eaten and then so the then parasite goes, can carry on living
inside another
in the
what?
In
that's
the
like
thing.
What? This is from mind Spider-Man. No,
yeah,
it's from Venom.
Yeah,
literally.
Happens with the worm
that's
as well.
That's how the worm does it. That's how parasites.
Because they're parasites in water that do things like that.
It's making them not afraid of cats anymore.
Bro, it's making them want to get eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But what's crazy, this one on GRM did not want to get eaten. He was full-blown scuffing.
But he kind of did want to get eaten.
No, but...
He was really no, smacking up my man.
Because do you know what it is? It's obviously, it don't want to get eaten, but it's
no fair.
It's going to get eaten.
Did you have you never seen the snail? Where
yes, same thing.
The parasite gets in there and it flashes their eyes.
For a bird.
So oh, that a yeah, bird will eat them. So they get mad. In the bird and that kill the bird. Yeah.
Is that why
hold
he
on,
should
hold
do
on,
that?
Hold on, hold on. What are parasites? Hold
these parasites
on.
Parasites
these are serious. Hold
we
on,
have parasites.
So say a parasite goes into a human and starts controlling the man them, then what?
No, but I'm saying, hold on. What do you mean we have
parasites? Jordy's got tapeworms.
Yeah,
we've all got parasites. Yeah,
yeah. Jordy's got tapeworms.
You've definitely got parasites.
I haven't got any parasites.
There's the cordyceps parasite.
You've got parasites. All my actions aren't even mine. It's
no,
the parasite.
They are.
Oh wait, we've got to get our jail free card.
It's the parasite.
Mind controlling parasites for humans. We're not there yet.
They're due to land though.
So let me land.
There's more rats in New York than people in America.
What?
Shut the fuck up, man.
No, there is.
No, there's
rats. Two, every 2 yards is a rat.
That means they might as well have housing.
They are. They're in
right.
the walls.
Boys,
they're
can I get? Walls. Let me land this one because we're talking about parasites, yeah?
Jordy.
There's a thing called a tapeworm, right? Yeah? And it can grow up to 50 foot long in your body.
Huh?
And listen.
Tapeworm. Jordy's got it.
Right? Jordy's got it, yeah?
No, he definitely don't have it. He definitely doesn't.
Jordy's only 5'3". What do you mean it's 50 foot?
Watch this. Watch his reaction. Bears with tapeworms coming out of their bum.
Oh, have you seen
it's
that?
It's crazy.
Why are you two on the same
no,
internet?
No, that ain't tapeworm.
What is that then? What is that then?
That's something else. Tapeworm's the thin one. That's,
the
that's
really, really thin
one. Yeah.
It was in one guy's
it's
beard
it's
or something
like
that.
It's literally tape. It literally looks
it was
like
in one guy's head.
Tape. The thing
man.
You're talking about is that dogs get that one as
is
well.
It?
But that video of the bear, that looks...
Mad thing, bro.
That puppet string is coming out. It's Jordy. Jazzy, bro.
That's like that, man. Like that. Is Jordy
so
going to be okay?
Parasites just want to go to a bigger animal.
Yes.
Parasites just want to control you.
Nah, it depends, innit? It depends.
Like the government.
No,
they're like the government.
Parasites whole, like, role...
Did you just call your ex a parasite?
Multiply, innit? So it does whatever it... takes to multiply.
Sometimes it needs to be in warm flesh and it needs access to certain foods and...
Yeah, but they want to take you over as well.
No, some do, some do, some don't.
Bro, you see the Last of Us thing? The Last of Us thing. That's real, bro.
What about
insects
goats?
Really get that.
No, what about goats? I was like,
goats.
Plug your top, man.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
I thought you said goats.
What? That was the transition.
I thought you said goats like Patrick Swayze.
I thought you meant goats like... Goats are parasites.
Why has this goat only got 2 foot though?
No, that's how it is.
Is that a goat?
That's coffee.
Goat
that's coffee beans.
That's that Batman.
That's a goat foot.
That's Ken Cole.
I just say it looks like Batman.
No, the goat only done front foot, bro.
No, that's coffee beans.
This is. Is there coffee beans?
He's doing a handstand.
Yeah.
Can Billy do a handstand?
No.
Probably.
He's from Oldham.
Got the physique for it.
Got the physique for a handstand.
Yeah.
Billy is a goat though.
Billy the goat. Yeah, it's nice, man. My favourite colour is all that.
Gilly
that is your favourite colour.
Hey, that is your colour.
Everything you got is that colour.
I know, man.
How can I say everything? Is his car that colour?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I love that colour. But boys, before we get off the Parasite talk, Faculty.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Usher.
The staff room.
Mate.
Took an over. What happened? Hey, film.
Faculty.
What's going on?
So there's a film called The Faculty. Okay. Usher's in it.
I've never seen Usher in a movie.
Come on, who's the other guy? Because it's more than Usher. It's the
Faculty, that black guy that died.
I read the book, so I don't
Joshua
know.
Joshua Harnett's in it.
I don't understand why we're brushing over the fact that Usher is in The Faculty.
I've never seen Usher in a film.
There is another film.
Did he survive?
He's in She's All That as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what She's All That, man.
And he's in Too Deep.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
Always at sea.
He's the chef.
He's not the chef in In Too Deep.
He's the chef in
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, In Too Deep. Sorry.
They sound alike, though.
But both of those are in the ocean, innit?
Yeah.
Both of them are in the ocean.
Oh, he's mad. Hey, yo, calm it, yeah? What's going on
there? I go back to the Parasites, though.
The Faculty, Salma Hayek, Jordana Brewster, Robert Patrick.
Salma Hayek is bad.
Yes, Terminator.
She is crazy.
I can tell you someone. That's someone who's been Leng our whole life.
Whole life.
Tell me someone else.
No, went from Megan a whole Good. Adult life. Whole adult
Nia
life.
Long.
We're excited. This is a good episode. We're excited. Listen.
Halle Berry's still up there, by the way.
Did you notice Nina Long, though, has got freckles? I don't know if they've come later. Nia. They've come late in life.
Start again.
She might have copped that. She might have copped that.
Yeah, it can happen, innit?
She might have copped
I got a mole that came.
She copped it.
A mole? That's a GW.
You might want to check that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's called GW.
You should go get a checkup.
I ain't been since I've moved.
You should go.
Yeah.
Check on that toilet situation.
Everything.
Check on that mole.
Mm.
I ain't have IBS. He's got that.
he wishes. He wishes he had IBS.
You need it. He needs
it. He's got the opposite.
He needs IBS.
He's got SBS, stubborn bowel syndrome.
I know some guy that used to have that. It was mashing her up.
What? Yeah, you couldn't do certain activities with her. It would have been dark.
Nah, that's why I said I know her. Like, she was just my brethren, so I didn't know her like that.
Nah, because I see there's a video of a man ishing on the platform.
And you reckon he's got it?
And I said, that's terrible, man. Why would you do that?
And then people have got you.
You're so inconsiderate. What if you've got IBS?
Yeah, everyone's got IBS.
So we can ish on the platform.
We can't what if everything.
I know, man.
Yeah, bro. It's ishing on the platform.
How about the guy in Sainsbury's that done that? You see it come at the bottom of his trousers and he shakes
it. Oh, that was a mad thing.
Parasite, though. Anyone seen the movie Parasite?
That's, you told me to watch that in a Korean thing.
South Korean film.
Parasite is. Nah, what's
that? That's when they move into the yard.
Is that the one?
Parasite.
Nah, not Parasite, bro.
Oscar winner.
The one where the demons Subtitles. Where the demons pull up to your yard, they say you on this day you're dying.
Definitely.
And then they pull up and they just punch
that's
you
scary
up.
That's scary movie 3.
Hellbound.
Hellbound.
You get punched up.
Bro,
yeah, they come
they
and
don't
mash
kill
you up.
They don't stab you or anything. They literally, they're wham demons. They just pull up through the wall, tump you up in front of everyone. Because it's like they're trying to show the world. What are they trying to show the world? Because first it was meant to
they're
be
just on badness.
No, because remember, first they thought it was just evil people that they're doing it to. Then they pulled up to a baby. It pulled up to a baby just born. Man said, "Yo, you this day you're out of it." And it was like next week. So the family, the dad, the mum and dad got punched up instead. But that don't make no. But it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Did the baby die?
No. But you see the way the mum and dad got rushed. The baby shouldn't have survived.
Boys, I just got a mad flashback, right, of a crazy scene. Have you lot, it's still in the movie realm. Have you lot seen Ill Manners?
Yeah, yeah.
When the baby drops out the window.
Yeah. Oh, and he catches it.
Yeah.
That's a good film, you know.
That's a mad scene, isn't it?
I was listening to Plan B the other day, you know. I thought, where is
it? Did Plan B catch the baby?
Nah. No, the other next year.
Where is Plan B, man?
I remember that.
That's exactly what
Speaking
he had.
Speaking of Plan B, because he said he's going to stab you in your IO with a biro, right? That's one of his lines when he first came out. Eminem's back.
Oh, I'm not having it, man.
Abracadabra. Can I be real?
From where?
Black hair Eminem. It looks so meaty, bro.
It's dead, bro.
It's like, imagine I just come in tomorrow, blonde. Don't say nothing, you know.
And then say hello.
You're sitting here like, yeah, introduce me to
looking like some Carlsberg. I'll be like, get out of here, man.
Abracadabra.
I like the song.
I used to get so much hate for saying that I don't understand what people like about Eminem. I get that he's skillful or whatever, but I used to get so much hate for being like, I don't listen to that.
Did your hate come from white people, though?
Nah, it was universal. Eminem was universally loved.
Just checking. He was loved.
People would say, like, he's actually the best rapper in the world. I'd be like, he's actually not.
He was, though. No, he weren't.
He was very good in his in
he
his
weren't the best skillful. In the world.
There was a point where he was number one.
Come what on, year?
No way.
Let's not be
real.
What year did you got him number one?
What year?
Guesses, man.
There we go. You're the rapper. You're our music guy. Go on, mate.
It would have had to be those.
You made Powell, so you're the music guy too.
I am the music guy.
Right, cool.
I am the music guy.
All right, so what, 1999, that's the first album.
Is that Marshall Mathers LP? That's Slim Shady LP.
No, those are two good albums.
Mathers. I like them.
Slim Shady is the first one. Marshall Mathers.
Do you know what's happening in 99 with Jay-Z? What we do?
No. I like Marshall Mathers.
03 is the one with cleaning out my closet. That's when he's
probably
at his biggest.
That's Marshall Mathers.
No, that's not Marshall Mathers.
Oh, that's the Eminem show.
The Eminem show.
That's probably
yeah.
him at his peak of his fame. 2003, what's going on in the hip hop world there? Let's go, boys.
Ja Rule?
Yeah, Ja Rule.
Black Album, Jay-Z.
Ja Rule.
50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
I'm sure Nelly was around.
He's still got a case.
He ain't got a case.
What? He's got a case as best rapper against you know, 50 Cent and all them, man.
Because he's skilled and then he's talking about different stuff. It's like a quirky kind of thing. I don't think the proper shots wasn't until maybe Renegade. Wasn't the proper shots for that.
No, because isn't Renegade before the album you're speaking
about?
He's
got verses that are crazy.
No, he's definitely got verses.
Yeah, he's got verses.
After he went toe to toe with Jigga, that's when the proper shouts started.
But that was 2001, though, no?
But I don't know. I'm just telling you.
And then 2003 would have been the album that they're speaking about. So
that's what I say. So maybe that's when he super solidified himself. But I'm saying this: Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers LP, Dope Bodies of Work. When
he's
went
the
on
music
Renegade,
man. Let's let him go. Yeah. Go on.
That was when people was really trying to do like, oh,
he can hang. He can hang.
Is
yeah.
he the
yeah.
best?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? After you
forget
went
about
Jay-Z.
Dre was another thing that added to that as yeah. well. Yeah, that was crazy.
But he was never the best.
But he was never the best. Like, I'm hearing everything you're saying, but none of it amounts to he's the best.
That ribbon
for me.
You know, he's like Kendrick, right? In the sense that Kendrick, if you listen to Kendrick on Nostalgia, right? That's a Nostalgia. It's a Pusha T song, right? Them two, they are going crazy. And if I could hear Kendrick do that on every song, I'd be like, wow.
You
so if you hear Eminem on Renegade, you're like, right, if I could hear Eminem do that on every song, wow. But you never get it. You never get it.
He's got true. When he raps with other
people,
Jay-Z
was better
he tears
on Renegade
them to pieces. Yeah. I think he was as
I reckon you could get 50 Eminem tracks, though.
These kids and they listen, I'm not a politician, but I kick it with them a minute.
The fact that you have to rap it like that, that's...
Yeah. No, that's what he's doing.
I know.
If the shoe fits, I wear it.
he actually simplifies it for that song. That's one of the only times he doesn't go that.
So Jordy's not wrong, then I'm saying.
Jordy is wrong. You can't.
Nah,
you're
man, Jordy's
and
right,
when
man.
Was Jordy in 2003, by the way?
I was in year three.
Well, you're one of them, man, though.
What man?
Like, I had man in my school. We was like, year eight. Who's your favorite rapper ever? KRS-One.
Because man had the poster.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the poster? The black
literally,
poster.
Yeah. With all the people.
I had that.
Oh, my God. I had HMV. From
HMV. Eminem was on there.
Yeah. I had it. Not Eminem. I had to be on there.
Of course. Dre, Snoop.
KRS-One was on
no,
there.
No, there was man on there that I didn't know.
I didn't even know who KRS was.
KRS. I knew
no, on that
KRS
poster, I was like, who's this guy with this nose, man?
Yeah. Like, mid-90s, he had a... There was something going on with him.
You know, business tax. It's business tax time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's time to pay your business tax. Yeah.
Hey, you gotta fight. You find out the hard way. So I was late. I'm on the phone. Yo, obviously COVID. That's my reason for being late. Like, brother, you still on that? That's literally what you gave back to me. I said, shh.
What do you mean? You say, why are you?
Say to me, you don't know where I'm at.
If you, again, I'm watching a lot of business.
Bro, we can't use COVID as an excuse no more.
There's those mini documentaries about different businesses on YouTube. That's my algorithm as well. And they're blaming COVID for everything still.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola talking about COVID. Starbucks talking about
Let
COVID.
Let me.
Haven't recovered.
COVID.
I ain't recovered.
I
ain't recovered from slavery. I wasn't even there.
Like, bro. Marks was talking about COVID all morning.
Yeah, no, it affected me.
You can still get a vaccine in Wood Green. They advertised it the other day.
Did you
COVID
did you
vaccines?
That?
Huh?
Did you get it?
So, no.
Yes.
100%.
What show are we on again?
Sorry, man.
Yes.
What have you got on your arm? A skull?
Yeah.
Talk us through your tattoo there, Muggs.
Blowing out a candle. So it's the light in the darkness.
That's cold. That's cold.
You know what? It's so cold, but there's no way you can tell it here.
It's actually cold, but...
I'm just telling you.
Brother,
long sleeves from now on, please.
Do you think the UK could ever embrace country music?
No.
We ain't got country.
We got country.
What is UK country music?
What is country music?
It's like
Bewitched.
Not like the guitar, Bali kind of.
That's not country. That's not country.
What's the one you sent me?
Does it have to have a guitar?
Lexicon.
It sounds like folk music, that does.
Yeah. What's English folk music?
English folk music is dance around the maypole business. It's not good. What are you two talking about?
No, this one he tagged me in on Twitter called Lexicon Dancehall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, new thing.
What is it?
What happened to Bashment?
Dancehall.
Nah, it's still there.
What happened to Bashment?
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what happened.
Dancehall. What happened to dancehall?
I'll tell you what it is. We as a people, Jamaicans, we reclaimed it, innit?
Yeah, so we took our dancehall back.
So it was like Mavado and
Vibes
and maybe Popcorn. That was like for everyone. Mm. But it's like actual dancehall, like it's, bro, these men are making like three tunes a week, bro.
No, more than that.
Exactly. And it's
but usually one, two will cross over. Like the last big dancehall hit was a Bashment, was an Afrobeat song.
Do you know what it is? I think there's money in the labels now. So they don't need European listeners.
It's streaming.
You know,
dancehall's still doing its thing though.
Like
Jamaica. If you go to Jamaica, dancehall's still doing what dancehall's doing.
DJ, Alkaline, all these men. Bro, these men are on, like they make big music money.
I'm telling you for a fact, if you want to hear the fact, they need the music to cross over.
No, they do.
Of course,
they definitely do.
Right, boys, educate me, please. So he just said something there, and it could be right. Can dancehall be? Is it just a style? It doesn't matter where it comes from, because he made a point there. The last biggest dancehall tune was
it Afrobeats?
Yeah,
it was Afrobeats.
Byron Masal.
They went
Afrobeats.
It went Afrobeats.
So dancehall's not something that comes from.
No,
back home.
Jordan, you stay there, trust me. It's not. Dancehall's dancehall, yeah? We influence the world.
But when I grew up, dancehall was not nothing to do over that way, right?
It's not, though.
Jamaica's different now. Jamaica, like, the whole Jamaican culture now is gone a bit stingy now. So now before, Vibes and Mavado and that, they were respected because everybody listens to them.
Mm.
Now, all these Alkaline and Mally Don, and that, they're respected because they're popular off Lord. The island alone. You understand? So it's, don't get it twisted. They'll go England, do shows
America,
everywhere in Europe, but it's because it's a ghetto thing. It's the gunman.
Yeah, and Skinny Bang is really out here.
So how it was back in the day with grime, when Chippy then goes and does his bit with the rest of the world, we didn't like it. That's how it's got to. That's not good, is it?
So again, Byron Messiah done the thing with Burna Boy. The dancehall community, they don't rate him.
I would suggest that probably it's got a lot to do with the fact that there are laws against like
violent
music on radio in Jamaica, and it's harder for it to grow up locally.
Oh,
and
because they're talking of madness. Yeah.
Well, what's
someone had to go on tour with Chris Brown. Who is it? Skilly Bang had to go on tour with Chris Brown to get some show.
What's the best film about an animal?
Can I go?
Please.
Homeward Bound.
That's about bears.
No, that's about dogs. Michael J. Fox.
It's a dog.
Rosenbaum.
You know, I think it is. I think it's Babe.
I was gonna say it might be Babe.
Nah, Lassie.
Do you say Babe?
Lassie,
chip, Babe.
Chip,
yeah.
Chippy Chip.
Oh, Babe is the pig.
Babe
though.
Is crazy.
Babe is
terrible. Yeah. Charlotte's Web.
Free Willy's good.
Hey, you need to allow Free and Willy in, boy. Yeah.
Nah, I there's no way out. Yeah.
Close. He made it, man. I just had to shake my head. I'm myself. I was like, hey,
she said it on a table with two people.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, man. I needed to be over there. We're gonna
table with two people.
Yeah,
man,
that's
it's crazy.
Oh,
but Planet of the Apes is the best film, man.
What? It's not real animals, you dickhead.
It is.
What an idiot.
It is.
I said about an animal.
All right, they're talking though. Come on, man.
Homeward Bound. Where's the real animal?
Hey, Steve, why are you on me so
no,
much?
Is it
today?
One?
You're on me,
are you saying
today?
One animal or animal?
I would go one animal.
The main animal.
It's
going
to be Babe then. Yeah.
Or there'll be a couple others like
Turner and Hooch.
No. What's the one with the tiger in India?
What, Life of Pi?
I ain't seen it, but that looks class.
Yeah, nah, the colours look good in that. Yeah.
It's shot cold.
I don't think it was real, you know. I think he made it all up.
Nah, he was the tiger. That's what it was.
What?
He in it. That's what it was. He was the tiger.
What?
He weren't the tiger.
I ain't watched it.
Brother, I ain't seen it, and I know he was the tiger.
He weren't the tiger. He's the man.
We can't just have it with one animal, though. There's just so many films where it's just multiple animals.
Dunstan checks. There you go. I heard a gasp there. Dunstan checks in.
That's
best animal
the
movie.
Monkey.
Yes. Orangutan. But okay. Yeah.
That's good. In a hotel.
But man. Woo!
Is that better than Beethoven?
Ooh. Beethoven was good.
Roll over, Beethoven. Might get striped for that. It sounded like the song. That's the song. What are you talking about? That sounded like the
I
song.
I didn't recognize it.
What about Garfield?
Turner and Hooch.
Garfield.
But it's a cartoon.
Bro, I love that cut, man.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. Now you're getting unrealistic. I swear to God. Now, come on. Let's keep it to ones that are realistic.
Because Turner and Hooch is a great show.
Because I've been to America where they actually bring out the animals that was in the shows.
Are we allowed animated? Yeah. Are they allowed
to be
animated?
Of real. Mr. Ed
We'll
talks.
Do that separately.
Then it has to be Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
But that's that ain't one animal, though.
That's two.
Well, then it's Fox and the Hound, then, mate.
Let's talk through
Fox and the Aristocats.
No, let Dan talk through Fox and the Hound, please. No, not Fox and the Hound.
Big Lady Fox and the Hound as well. There's another one. There we go.
That's kind of crazy, that one.
Talk us through Lady and the Tramp.
Just Rahul Jew bucks up with a buff thing from like Richmond or something. And he has to just do whatever he can to Laura. That's it. That's it. That's the story.
There's a colder animal.
We can all relate.
101 Dalmatians.
That's
you
too many.
Me.
That's too
that's
many.
Human based.
That's too many. That's 110.
I don't really like
bears.
It's not really my thing. It's not my thing.
It's 110 dogs probably. Huh? There's others that aren't Dalmatians in there.
I could probably not like that. It's about fashion.
Why have you spent this whole episode? And like, it's cool though. You're on me. You're on. It's two. Say no more. Say no more.
What about Dumbo?
Dumbo.
Dumbo's important.
Dumbo's important.
It's racist. The original. The original's got a lot of racist stuff in it.
Doesn't Dumbo's mum die or something?
Yeah.
No.
Bambi's mum dies.
Bambi's. That was bad.
I've never seen Bambi.
If you watch,
what's
it? He's never seen any of these films.
You seen Bambi? Of course. That's one of the first films I've ever seen. Bambi.
If you watch a lot of these films on Disney Plus now, there's a little message beforehand being like, "Oh, there's out of date humor and like we don't condone it." So I watch them and I'm like, "Let's find some racism. Come on, where is it? Where's the? There's a lot in there though.
In Disney,
a lot in there. Yeah,
Pete and the sexual references is crazy.
I watched Tom and Jerry for 5 minutes. I said, "Oh,
yeah.
I know Toy Story. Who this black woman is.
Yeah.
This isn't
a
house.
This not house." They took her out. She's not in the new ones
See,
anymore.
See, you're joking me. So that woman's not her
mum. No, she's the maid. She's the maid, bro.
But you see what she's wearing from...
Yeah,
now,
you can
there.
Just see.
She's the maid,
that's
bro.
How they wore clothes,
no,
man.
No,
bro.
Do you know how you know she was the maid? There's episodes where the man...
Thank,
and the,
thank you,
the
Tigo. Please research. Are you not researching?
They go out. They're like, make sure you fed Tom and...
It's mother.
No,
bro. It's mammy.
You see... Yeah, you see...
It's not even mammy, is it?
Yeah, nah.
Thomas?
There was a Tom and Jerry movie, though.
There's a new one out on Netflix right now.
The original movie. Tom and Jerry movies. Not
like
original,
it?
But...
Lippy, you don't know Animal Films Challenge.
Go on, then.
What was Garfield's favourite food?
Good.
Easy.
Oh,
I used to proper watch Garfield as well, bro.
Oh.
No, Steve-O. Don't worry.
He was a cat for it as well.
Yeah, I know.
Not... It's not cat-ish, is it?
What?
No, not cat doody, but like ish.
No.
It's
no.
Not. It's like it's human stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have to push you for an answer now.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Dan?
What is it?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. Yes, bro. Addicted.
All right, then, Dan. What was Garfield's least favorite thing?
Oh.
Fish.
Not to eat, just his least favourite thing.
You man were really in your yard, innit?
Mondays. He hated Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Because I have socks that say that.
There's actually a Garfield movie in the cinema right
boys,
now.
Boys, what is better? And you have to dump one. Yeah? I'm not letting you not dump nothing. Looney Tunes or Warner Brothers?
It's the same thing, ain't it?
What are you doing?
Looney Tunes.
No, it's not.
100%.
Yeah, it is.
100%. You thought one was Tom and Jerry. That's why.
Wait, was it? What was your answer?
Yeah, I want to know your answer. What's your answer?
Hang on. Can we come back? No, you're right. Sorry, let me go again. It's Disney and Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes. It's Disney
Warner,
and Looney Tunes.
It's easily Warner Brothers.
Boys, I'm going to blow your mind with this one.
Nice, nah, take two, man.
Whoa, it's Looney Tunes, bro.
Oh, yeah, let me ask the answers, yeah? Got my editors there. Boys, let me ask you this then. Because there was a little thing growing up.
You're not about to reframe this question.
Yeah.
No.
The editor said he goes, go again.
Nah, man, we've got the clip.
The editor said he goes, go again.
He said go again.
Go on, ask your question the way you want to ask it now.
The editor said go again.
He did.
Yeah. Broke down the 4-4. That's a genuine question. Thank you, Greg. Disney or Warner Brothers? But it's Looney Tunes.
Well, I prefer Roger Rabbit where they're both
Thank you.
Yeah. It's got Looney Tunes and Warner Brothers in Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit was cold.
That's what I'm saying. It's like different things.
Yeah. They're not in Roger Rabbit.
So I didn't need to reframe the question.
You don't wish getting rid of Disney.
No, but it's Looney.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of Disney.
It's Looney Tunes.
Nah, I'm with Disney.
Anyway, Disney are going to buy everything.
They couldn't do Space Jam with Mickey Mouse and that. No way.
What I'm saying, is it Bugs Bunny or is it Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse, let's be clear, Mickey Mouse is rubbish.
He's Mickey Mouse is gone now.
Yeah, 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 but
he's the worst in Disney.
This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted.
Like the stat, like the family.
Donald Duck and Goofy are good.
Oh, them lot? Yeah, yeah. Bun them.
Looney Tunes all day.
Looney Tunes all day.
Bunny,
yeah.
Elmer Fudd.
Hammer.
The Alien Don.
Bugs by himself.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Do you know what
Tasmanian
I watched?
Devil.
Do you know what I watched this weekend by accident? I watched the Tiny Desk of Lion King.
Huh?
That no, that might be class.
No, it was class.
Sorry.
Do you know Lion King 2 has some bangers?
You're always trying to promote Lion King 2. Bangers. No one wants to watch
Lion
King 2.
Listen, I'm for the soundtrack.
Lion King 2 is crazy.
Two.
I like Kovu.
2?
Yes, you don't know about that. Scar's son.
No.
Have you seen there's a new
the
one
The Last
coming
Pride
out?
Or something like that.
See, there's a new
Simba's
one coming
Pride.
Out.
Simba's
Pride. Yeah. About Mufasa.
Yeah.
What about
it's
him?
Apparently it's good.
You know the way that the last one was with Beyonce. And Blue Ivy Carter's in it.
Yep. Apparently it's good, boys.
Oh,
I'm not watching it. I didn't watch the Beyonce one. I'm not interested.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to see real life.
It looks too real and they're chatting and it's
like
just
a
mad.
Real life Jungle Book. That's scary.
But it's Bill Murray as Baloo though. That's good casting.
That is a good cast, but it doesn't matter. They were perfect already.
Yeah, nah, you can't have a... That's
you're
too scary.
You're obsessed with Lion
King
2.
That's too scary, man.
What happened in Lion King 2? I feel like I've seen it, but I can't remember.
So, one of Scar's cousins...
Yeah.
No, it's Scar's son.
No, but his mum. I swear, Kovu's mum is like
Scar's sister.
Wife.
Or
is it... No, it's Scar's... Oh, Scar's
son?
Oh, yes.
Whoa. You said
banished.
His cousins, he's...
No,
they're cousins. He's cousins with, like...
No, he's cousins with Simba. Because remember,
yeah, he's cousins with Simba.
Simba and Scar were brothers. Yeah,
this is
Scar's son.
But Scar's
Mufasa and Scar were brothers. No.
Yeah,
boys, you know this was a direct-to-video.
Yeah, but
film.
It's a cousin.
This wasn't a proper.
It's a direct-to-video.
Put it this way: Scar's whole family's been banished over there.
Lion King 2 is not real.
Lion King 2 was made by Walt Disney Australia.
But I saw that though in a cinema, 100%.
What?
Northwest cinema.
Kovu. I had the Kovu toy. He had the little.
He was in McDonald's.
Yes. He had the thing. Yes.
This the voices in this film. They're not the voices you know. They're Matthew Broderick, Neve Campbell, Nathan Lane, Andy Dick.
Nathan was on there.
hey, big kick.
You're at Egypt.
Big cast.
Matthew Broderick as Simba.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick is a big
Don.
Name.
As Simba.
Ain't that?
Bro.
Yeah, it's older Simba, though. It's older Simba.
That's
Matthew
Simba.
Broderick is Sarah Jessica Parker's husband, and he was...
Inspector
Gadget.
Ferris Bueller. And he was Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Some of the songs in that.
Talk to me. We'll name the best song.
In You Can Be...
What's this from?
And there's a love song.
Are we still
song,
doing
yeah?
Lion
love
King
song
2?
Is crazy. Yeah.
No. Keep going, my guy. Soundtrack.
Cool. Oh, I'm telling you.
Remember, Lion King 1 soundtrack had Circle of Life.
I don't know the tunes. I just remember Kobe. Kobe was moving sick. That was when they was in love. They was rolling through the jungle with cart shapes everywhere.
How does We Are One go?
Oh my gosh, what a tune.
Go, how does it go?
We are one. That's it. No, wait. Do you know this one where they got exiled? The exile tune's crazy. Yeah. This
Exception. Exodus.
Disgrace.
Oh, movement.
It was an R&B team.
Evil
as plain as the scar on his face. It was crazy.
Hey, Dan, are you man with the little kids now, yeah?
Yeah.
The songs now in movies...
Are they bad? No.
No, yeah. But they're too...
They're too normal.
Yeah. Let it go.
Have you seen Moana?
No, that's the last of the dying breed.
Are they good tunes?
They're good, but they're too good.
No, they're too
They could
good,
be in the charts,
right.
Bro.
It takes away from the magic.
So it's not theatrical.
It doesn't... Frozen's diamond.
Let it go.
Yeah, Frozen's cold. That's one woman. She's wicked.
Let It Go went diamond.
I'm not surprised though. That's like the most.
That's like
every little girl.
Like 10 years ago, isn't it? 15 years ago.
The cold couldn't bother me.
You know what? Baby Shark 100% went diamond. As well.
The cold couldn't bother me anyway.
Every single
Baby Shark went diamond.
Every single day.
Dan, how does Love Will Find a Way go?
That's a absolutely gigantic song. That.
How's it going?
I don't know how you know.
Love will find a way. No,
you're actually not too far off.
Oh, sweet.
Talk to me. In a manner key though, man.
Okay.
that you are here beside me, and all love will find a way.
Aye, that tune's crazy. I'm watching that tonight.
Are we saying Filthy Film Club? We've all got to watch the Disney Australia.
Australia.
Straight to video sequel to Lion King.
But to be fair, Australia's at animal ends. So they
care
about
a left turning, but I'm on it though.
I think Filthy Film Club should be us watching the B-rated. Like the B-lists.
Aladdin, Return of Jafar.
What was the other one? Aladdin and the 40 Thieves.
Hey, I will get involved in this, but I do take it a little bit personal when I bring a good film to the film school and we don't even think
film
about
school?
It.
He thinks he's teaching.
I've bought many films, lads.
Film school's crazy.
All right, film
now,
club.
But what you're not deep in is that film's actually crazy because he's an exiled family member. They're starving out there. There's no food. There's been like a mad, there's mad heat.
Guys, Steve, you didn't sell the film the way he just sold it.
He sells it really well.
I jumped on it, yeah?
Can I sell you a lot of film? I watched it on YouTube. It was a terrible copy. I need to watch it again because I don't know what certain people look like. But G, Lord of the Flies.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, we were the kids on the island.
Broski.
I'm not watching that.
That film is
right, what's it about? Is it about
long
flies?
Long story short, no, listen.
Wait, I'm still interested.
Broski.
Sell it.
A plane crashes, yeah? And the only survivors are children. Flies. Yeah? No, listen. You're going to understand why it's called Lord of the Flies, yeah? So basically, a plane crashes, children between, there's about, I don't know, like 30 children, 40 children. The oldest one's 12. The youngest are like 4 or 5. So obviously, naturally, the 12-year-olds, they're like the leaders. And they start telling like the younger youth, they start delegating them jobs and shit. Long story short, why it's called Lord of the Flies is they find a pig to eat, yeah? They hunt the pig. But when they hunt a pig, they get his head on a stick and they put it in the ground. But only some of the youths know this, yeah? So one youth's walking one day just in the jungle and he sees this pig's head on a stick with flies surrounding it. And obviously he's delirious. He ain't eating in days. So he's seen it and it starts talking to him and it starts telling him, go kill everyone and do this and rear it. So it's mad.
Older kid, younger kid?
Yeah, it's a young kid. So he don't know what he's seen, but some kids have seen it and they've said shit like, oh, there's a monster over there. I've seen it. There's a monster. There's all flies flying around it. But no one's seen it. So imagine one time, yeah, one youth wanders off, sees it, and he comes, he runs back to the youth them. Yo, I've seen it. But the youth them, imagine what they're doing while he's gone. They're practicing how to kill the monster. So when he runs back, when he's running back to tell them, yo, the monster's there. He's carrying a torch. So obviously the youth them all burst and that. Wait. One of them goes, yo,
lips.
That's the monster.
Hey, lips.
You're not allowed on YouTube, dog.
I'm not allowed on YouTube.
Wait,
Lord of the Flies, one of the best books of all time.
It's a classic.
But do you see Essex?
No, listen, hang on.
What, go on.
One second. That's not bad. I'm probably going to stick with just The Fly, yeah? And I think the first film school club is gonna be we're gonna go with Lion King 2. But thank you. Thank you.
The Lord of the Flies.
Thank you for that. That is the worst film I've ever heard. Ever. And you told us what happens anyway.
That ain't what happened, bro. That ain't what happened. That's just one part of the thing.
Who survived?
You need to know that bit.
The flies. That was really
good. So who survived?
Lord of the Cockroaches. They survive everything.
Oh, go.
Steve O said the flies.
What is the time for?
I'm watching that.
Oh, I'm gonna send me the link, please.
He said it is past.
Yeah, just put it in a WhatsApp group, man.
We let him land, you know.
Jordy, stop crying.
We let Lippy land, by the way. Yeah, just let you know.
So, bro, when the plane landed, the kids survived. And they saw the Lord of the Flat. Listen, what?
You should watch the show Yellow Jackets. Similar concept, similar.
I go back.
Plane lands, kids there, they gotta survive. The third season's been delayed by the writer's strike.
They're still there.
Of course, you can't just come off the island. What do you think this is?
Well, I've seen the first six episodes of the first season.
So you thought they'll be back?
No, what, three seasons?
I do hear where you're coming from, though.
You Lost?
If you watch it, you know. I never watched Lost.
Why were they lost for so long?
They were lost, but then it was all a dream.
That's why I didn't watch.
It was all a dream or some nonsense like that.
Whose dream?
That's like Sunset Beach.
They remember Lost was it every Friday or something like that.
Sunset Beach.
was a dream.
Sunset Beach.
Sunset Beach was all a dream.
A dream.
No, but boys, that's why
when
I didn't.
The thing flooded. It weren't real.
The whole thing was a dream.
Remember
Sunset
when
Beach?
The thing when they were in the boat? Nah, man.
Sunset Beach, the whole thing.
Sunset Beach, what, Channel 5.
One night. Yeah. One night of a dream.
Yeah, the whole thing was a
dream. Oh, no, like, how many seasons?
About 20.
It was a soap, so it was just on.
But that's why I didn't watch Prison Break.
Why? That wasn't a dream.
That was a dream.
I mean, no, it's too many seasons.
No, but that's
if I know by season four, you're not out, bro.
No. They went to different prisons.
They
broke into prison.
What other film is a dream? And it's like, it's a mad thing.
Vanilla
Inception.
Sky.
Shutter Island.
Inception, yeah.
But that's a good, that's good dream. The way they do it, that one's good. That ain't a dream. It's like a, he don't know what's going on.
Shutter Island.
Yeah, Shutter Island. Film.
But Shutter Island, you don't know.
You have to watch
it. Like, you don't even know who's who. Like,
you have to watch it.
I still ain't seen it. I need to watch that for sure.
No, that's a film. You can tell, man, the whole plot. They'll still watch it and go,
wow.
Yeah, and still not know. I still don't know what happened in Shutter Island.
Boys, you see, I know you lot don't listen to me. If you lot like this, A Beautiful Mind, I'm telling you. Hey, have that for free. What? Have that for free, lads. Russell Crowe at his lyrical best.
I like Russell Crowe.
Have you seen Crash?
That's a lyrical best.
Yeah, Crash is good.
Southampton's manager. Crash is a very bad film. Very bad. Very, very
bad. Ludicrous.
One of the worst films.
When Old Dog has the little thing in his hand and they shoot him.
I enjoyed it. When I enjoyed watching
Crash.
It.
It's that invisibility blanket. Because I got a daughter, I felt that, man.
Exactly. Look it up. I think it's considered like the worst Oscar-winning movie ever.
It won an Oscar.
You want to do yourself a favor? You want to learn some ish? Go and listen to Terrence Howard. Yeah?
No. Listen, bro.
He went to the same school as Matt Letizia.
That was a good watch.
You didn't watch the whole thing.
Did you watch it?
I'm 2 hours in, you know. It's like crazy. It's like, what? When's it going to land?
Hey, this guy is sick.
He's a genius.
Too smart, innit?
He's a genius.
Too smart.
So I'm interested in Terrence Howard. Always have been. He's done a lot of stuff in his career. If you followed it, it didn't start today. He's been doing weird stuff for years. But I've been watching these videos on YouTube where it's like, oh, cancelled sitcoms from the 1990s. Don't ask me why, but they'll just list them. They'll be like, oh, this show got one season. Is it? Terrence Howard had like 9 sitcoms in the 90s that got cancelled after one season. Him being tapped and him making up maths and science.
Been on Ghana.
Come on, man.
That 1 + 1 = 2 is crazy.
What would he say?
No, 1 × 1.
1 × 1.
Yeah, that's
one.
What he said. 1 × 1 = 1.
So what is it?
What? Hold on. What? I need to watch this.
He remembers in his mum's womb. He remembers
being born. Someone killed me with it the other day. He said, I was with him. But he said, I remember being in my mum's womb. I was about 6 months. Said, you're in your mum's womb. How could you count to 6 months? How many months you were in
the womb? The real problem is Martin Lawrence. Has anyone seen that clip?
He must be that youth from June then. You know in June 2. The baby in June 2 is Terrence Howard.
Does Geordie
remind
you of Martin
Lawrence? He can chat to his mum. He knows everything. And now he's the smartest guy.
But we're the same
one.
People.
Me. You're older Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence, they say he's cloned.
They say it's not the real one.
He died after Blue Streak, right?
What, when he came out screaming with a gun?
Oh. You can't die after Blue Streak. You got to do GB.
This is big facts, though.
One of these things is going to be right. Can I be real? We can't laugh at them.
They will never clone
Martin Lawrence. That's what I thought.
Don't you remember Martin Lawrence back in the day running in the street with a gun screaming, they're trying to kill me, they're trying to kill me?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
do you remember
crazy,
that? That's old.
Illuminati. That was Illuminati.
That was Spice.
Wait.
Yeah, it was Mel B. She was after all the comedians.
He don't look normal.
Martin Lawrence was running in the street with a strap saying, they're trying to kill me.
That is spicy.
Yeah, it's
Have
old
you
school.
Ever seen the movie Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy?
Trading Place.
No, Bowfinger.
Bowfinger.
Ah, unbelievable.
Best film
Eddie
ever.
Eddie Murphy's Paranoid.
Best great film
unbelievable.
Ever.
Great film.
See, if we're going to do Film Club, that's like Lion King. We'll do it though, but I'm saying.
Lion King 2's
we need a binge.
Won.
We need a binge.
A binge.
We need like a one where we get to just watch film after
and
film.
And the Fly Queen as well, we've got to watch, isn't it?
Bro. What's it called? Oh, you made me forget what it's called. I was about to
King of Flies.
I was about to say Fly King. It's Fly King. It's Lord of the Flies.
That's Lion King 2 first.
Lion King 2 has to get watched now.
Yeah, man. Where do we watch it though? I don't know where to watch that.
Disney Plus.
YouTube.
Really?
It's a Disney Australia film.
Okay. Yeah, Greg said. I'm sorry, Greg said it was terrible.
What, Lion King?
Yeah, he said it's terrible.
Don't surprise me.
It might have been because I was really young, but I remember at the time that I proper rated.
Yeah,
Dan knows the words to all of the songs.
Tofu and the light skin lion.
Yeah,
the light skin daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, lads.
Yeah. Kiara.
Yeah.
Well, Euro starts next week.
Oh, forgot about that.
And we have satisfactorily enjoyed talking to you. See, bye, Marks.
Wait, is that how you say bye?
He's got to go. He's got to be.
All right, see you in a bit.
Usually kiss poet.
All right, boys, the Euro starts next week. We've plugged the gap. Love Island's here as well. Let's not forget, because we're going to need to put some bets on who's going to win that. I'm going to say Tracy.
Probably Polly.
I'll go for Dale. is there someone in there called Dale?
Funny? Desmond?
There's Love definitely Island is two people. We're just saying one name. Oh, yeah. Two people win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, Love Island's two people. I was confused.
Yeah, like that's a weird show. Two people on the line.
I'm
going to
go
for, like Lord of the
I'm gonna go for Miyagi. Miyagi. And Lucille.
Are you actually watching it?
To make up those names.
Seal?
Miyagi.
Miyagi. Did you say Lucille?
Lucille.
But while we get ready for the Euros to start next week, I'm going to quickly introduce the panel from my right to my left. His name is Poet.
Lucille is cold.
Well, then we've got Lord of the Flies himself, Libby. Disney Australia's biggest fan, Savage Dan. The crying man from The Crying Game, Geordie. I don't know if you know that film, but you wouldn't like that reference. And Looney Tunes or Warner Brothers, yeah. Steve and the Madman.
Looney Tunes or Warner Brothers. Is so
subscribe to the channel. Thank you for watching. NordVPN.com/filthyfellas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.